Divinity de Musique Festival, created by Khaled Mouzaner, returns this summer with two spectacular events: the historic concert M. Chez Les Chedid by Mathieu Chedid M. on July 26 and 27 at the Citadel of Smarj Bale, and Chamber Music Quartet in the Cellar, followed by a seated dinner on July 28 in the Cellars of Auxerre. Conceived and organized by Khaled Mouzaner, Divinity de Musique Festival promises to be captivating with two main events: M. Chez Les Chedid by Mathieu Chedid at the Citadel of Smarj Bale and Chamber Music Quartet in the Cellar, followed by a dinner in the Auxerre Cellars. Khaled Mouzaner, singer-songwriter and artistic director of the festival, draws his inspiration from poetry, nature, books, and various instruments. He reveals the magic of these upcoming events and his artistic reflections. Mathieu Chedid and you, what connects you both personally and musically? Mathieu and I share a deep friendship that began over 15 years ago, thanks to a mutual friend, Audrey Todau. She introduced us at a dinner, and since then, we have shared musical and personal affinities. Mathieu is very sensitive and generous, both personally and artistically. We are currently collaborating on an animated film I wrote, recording at his place and mine. He assists me with artistic direction and sometimes asks me for lyrics. Tell us about the concert M. Chez Les Chedid by Mathieu Chedid. This concert represents for Mathieu a return to the roots of his grandmother, Andre Chedid, to whom he is very attached. In his countryside home, there is a sort of museum room with a desk filled with her books. She inspired him greatly throughout his life and career. We will recreate his grandmother's imaginary house in the Orient, and Mathieu will welcome us there. Several of his lyrics, including the hit J.E. Disaim, were written by her. The concert will hold many surprises. His sister Nock will sing with him. He also wants to meet local musicians with an oriental touch. Lynn Adib will perform, along with Joa Wad with an oud or a fretless guitar to play oriental scales. During the COVID period, Mathieu gave a concert, M. Symphonic. We adapted these symphonic versions for a quintet. Musicians will come from France, Romania, Zurich, and Lebanon. Ribal Molab will also play oriental solos that we have integrated into the quintet orchestrations. I will also participate with new music and songs. What makes the second concert dinner exceptional? The second event, magical and unusual, will take place in the wine cellar of Auxerre, a place that combines modernity with ancient vaults, offering magnificent acoustics. No microphones will be used. An extraordinary quartet of soloists will sing in a candlelit Baroque atmosphere. They will perform together and solo. This exclusive concert will be followed by a dinner in the Auxerre Cellars, in line with the festival's tradition of creating events in the cellars of various vineyards. It is advisable to dress warmly, as it is cold in the cellar, bring jackets. What does this new edition of the festival promise the Lebanese public? We promise two very high-quality concerts. The audience will rediscover Mathieu from a new angle, with new arrangements. This edition will remain true to the spirit of the festival, which has mixed classical, Baroque, and tango in previous years. This year, there will be a blend of orchestrations, with classical quintets and songs. Mathieu Chedid, radiant on stage, captivates the audience even alone with a guitar, drawing them into his universe. He is a magnet of emotion, beauty, and goodness. Accustomed to performing in front of crowds of 50,000 to 100,000 people, Mathieu offers us the opportunity to see him in a small 400-person venue, in a very intimate atmosphere. What style of music defines you? I blend two worlds in my current project. I live in the distant past with a big step into the future. The present interests me less. I love science fiction literature as well as history and archaeology. This is what I talk about in this animated film I am working on. The music has very classical roots, but also uses very synthetic instruments. I am greatly inspired by the synthetic music of science fiction while writing in a classical style, with poetry. Baudelaire is Mozart to me. Victor Hugo is Beethoven. This analogy accompanies me. I always oscillate between two worlds, Victor Hugo's La Légende des Siècles and Baudelaire's Les Fleurs du Mal. A song or piece of music you listen to on repeat? A piece by Max Richter, The Blue Notebooks, On the Nature of Daylight. Your current bedside book? Silicon Valley by Alain Damasio, which includes several short stories and articles on the future of artificial intelligence, written in a very poetic manner. Your solid professional ethic? Always choose my emotions over everything else. Be true to myself before being true to others. Never do anything that does not meet my intellectual expectations. That's why I keep 90% of what I do to myself. I am rarely satisfied. Is this how you decided to make music? I never decided that. Music pursued me. I couldn't escape it. I don't know if it's what makes me happy. Creation happens in suffering. It's a very introverted phenomenon, unlike making a film, for example, where you constantly listen to others. It's less anxiety-inducing. It's not a pleasure to always listen to yourself to create music and poetry. It's exhausting. I prefer to stay under a tree with a book, a good glass of wine, and listen to nature to escape the constant and exhausting introversion. These are my escapes. Tickets for Divinity de Musique Festival are on sale at Virgin Megastore, Virgin Ticketing Box Office.